I don't think we've had that kind of rain for about 3 years in games. We've been pretty fortunate where the last couple of years where we played without rain, on every single game. So we knew it was coming. You know, we could have played all of our games in March and been just dry, but the boys really rallied and played great. They actually were kind of relishing it. They talked a lot about trying to make sure that they played as good a baseball as they could. They really felt that was an opportunity to jump on another team, and it was fun watching them perform and then have fun when we win. Friday night kids were jumping into the big puddle out in center field after the win, so it's fun to see them celebrate a little bit.
All right, so your first two wins of the season, that makes you feel good, I imagine?
Yeah, it's always good to finally get those. We've been saying we need to quit finding the silver linings in the losses, because there's been a lot of good things that we've done, but it would be nice to be able to put together the consistency and performance, and I felt we really did a good job this weekend with our performance. We didn't hurt ourselves defensively. We made some mistakes, and that's just high school baseball, but we didn't. When we make a mistake, it didn't compound into multiple mistakes. We stopped the bleeding right there, maybe gave up a run or two, and then we really did a good job of capitalizing on the mistakes that the other team made. They put us on base a lot with walks. We were aggressive on the bases once we got on. We had some stolen bases, but more importantly, I felt we really did a good job of reading the downward angle of a ball in the dirt and jumping on the fact that the catcher didn't field it cleanly. And so it put us into scoring position a lot more frequently than we really have been all season long. So, and then we just came up with clutch hits and from people that weren't producing at the beginning of the season. So I've been telling the guys, if we can get our 6, 7, 8, and 9 guys hitting and scoring runs, we'll win games. And that's exactly where our run production came from. It came from our 6, 7, 8, and 9 guys.
Yeah, who are those guys? Who was hitting well this weekend?
Well, Mike File hit really well. You know, a guy that didn't play last year, played his freshman year. And he kept on saying, I didn't get a single hit my freshman year. I don't think I even scored a run. And he went 2 for 3 on the first game. 1 for 3, excuse me. And then he went, in the second game, he went 1 for 3. And then the third game, he went 2 for 4. So just, he was on base a lot. He had his triple, a double, a couple, single, several walks. So that was nice to see. You know, and we were getting production out of our top end guys too. I mean, Stu Kahn hit well, Shell Whitstock hit well, Ethan Briner hit well. We were getting the production out of the guys that we normally get production from. It was just nice to see the guys at the lower end of the lineup produce, because we needed them to produce. And typically in the last couple games, we've gotten to those points and we haven't gotten them on base. And so if we can get guys early in the lineup on, then the guys at the lower end of the lineup can produce those runs, come around and score. So nice to see that. Chauncey Sandhoffer had a real solid game. He scored several runs. He scored the tying run on the game Friday. Had a great sacrifice bunt that scored a safety squeeze for us, and it was our first run on Saturday's first game. Got us going, something we've been working hard and practice on, so it was fun to see him produce there. And Ethan File got a hit, first hit of the season for him. It was a timely hit, and felt real good about that, and he scored a run. So it was just good to see the guys. We were very patient at the plate. I think the first night we got 11. We were walked 11 times, which we've typically not been that patient. So it was good to see them be patient and get on base. And then, like I said, we would get runners into scoring position and then get a timely hit to score a run. We had good pitching. Shell Whitstock pitched well for the first game. Didn't get the win. Still looking for his first win of the year, but got us in the position, and then he just ran out of pitches. His arm was starting to get tired. So Ethan Briner came in the 7th and pitched and actually picked up the win in that game. And then Ethan got the win, started for us on Saturday, pitched a complete game, lowest pitch count I've ever seen. It was 76 pitches in 7 innings, and it was crazy. And we got the win there for him, 5-4. Both games, the wins were both on walk-offs. You know, we stressed in that when we're down 9-8 in the first game, get base runners, and we'll be successful here. And so I think we got all three, if I'm not mistaken, all three got on. Chauncey got on with a hit, first at bat in the 7th inning, and then with one out, his brother got a single, and so we had runners at first and second. And then Ethan File got a walk, so now we have the game-tying run 90 feet away and the winning run 180 feet away. And then Schell tied the game up with an RBI single to left field, advanced everybody, and then Stu Kahn hit a game-winning, the game-winning hit, roped a shot to right center easily. I mean, it wasn't even close to being caught, and the guys could just walk in and celebrate at that point. So fun to see the guys get to celebrate that way.